I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. My colleague Michael Yan, Michael underline Yan, the Facebook page, is in Panama. He has arrived in Panama via Colombia. Before that, the peregrinations of Michael Yan. See if I can remember. He was in Portland or Seattle. He was in California or Vegas or both. And then he was in New Mexico. And before that, he was in Texas. Let's get back to Texas. Walking back here. Where in the world is Michael Yan? He's in Texas now, looking at the border that is being crushed by refugees coming from Mexico. These are the, compare the Mexican refugees caravans to what we just heard about the Darien Gap. They've got it easy. But we have a remark from the Secretary of Homeland Security in these last days. Said Mr. Mayorkas, we are encouraging families not to send their children along the dangerous journey because so many do not make it safely. We are encouraging them not to do so. Yet, if they arrive at the border, we have a responsibility to allow them to make their claims under United States law and to address their needs. And we can do it in a safe and orderly manner. What did you see at the border, Michael? Would you characterize it as safe and orderly or chaotic?
Oh, it's extreme child abuse. For instance, whether it's down at the Darien Gap or there at the El Paso border, we saw many people being detained there trying to get across. Many people try to climb the border, the very high border wall, and fall down, break hips, break necks, that sort of thing. Children that it's just, I've never seen such insane child abuse, actually, creating this human osmotic pressure, saying that you have, if you make it to the United States, everything will be fine. They believe that now that Biden is president, they can just come to the United States. They'll be welcomed with open arms. Every one that we speak with, for instance, down in Juarez, there were some Cubans staying in a hotel called the Ursus Hotel. It was very easy to find the hotel. We just asked where the Cubans are staying. They said, oh, over here. So we went to the Ursus Hotel, talked with Cubans. Chuck Holton, my partner, speaks Spanish fluently. And they believe that once they get in, everything will be fine. And so that's the situation that we're dealing with. It's creating this negative osmotic pressure into the United States.
What about the authorities, the Border Patrol? Are they overwhelmed? Do they comment upon the change in the surge?
Oh, angry. They were openly angry. They were openly angry with Biden. We have talked with some Border Patrol agents. One in particular said that Border Patrol is not even going to – they're not even going to follow Biden's orders. I mean, that was – Chuck and I couldn't believe it. Chuck's a former – Army Ranger, you know, himself. And we couldn't believe our ears to hear Border Patrol saying, we're not even going to obey the President of the United States orders. We're going to not even detain them. We're going to take them and push them straight back to Mexico. And so they are very frustrated. They're overwhelmed. The border wall, we were all up and down that border. I mean, the Trump border wall ends out there at, what is that? I think that was around pole 32 or so. And we went out there a couple of times, and that's where you might say the Biden knot wall begins. I mean, it's like nothing. I mean, you can just walk right over it, right? But the Trump border wall, of course, they can scale it, but it's gonna slow people down dramatically. Not very many people can make it over that wall without, you know, serious effort. But now, you know, what more important than the wall is the osmotic pressure created by the red carpet. When people believe that they're going to be welcomed in, they'll find a way over that wall, right? Or through water or some other means to get by. So that's the problem right there, is that they feel welcome. And you can see CNN at nighttime doing what amounts to infomercials, telling people how welcome
they are. What about the Mexican authorities? Could you see them from the Texas side of the border? Are the Mexican border security, are the Mexican police, are the Mexican army anywhere that you could see near El Paso?
Oh, yeah, right there. In fact, we went inside of Juarez, and then also on the New Mexico side, but right there on the Juarez El Paso border, that, you know, there was U.S. Border Patrol on one side, and then the Mexican National Guard on the other. We saw them detaining people numerous times. I've got video of it, and actually, I should send you some of that video. They're detaining them.
All right,
there at the wall.
And what happens when they detain them? Did they take them away? Do they put them on buses? Is there a camp? Are there facilities on the Mexican side, not the U.S. side? Do you know what happens to them?
We don't know. Actually, they took them away. We don't know where they took them to, because Because that the times that we saw them detain them, we were actually on the U.S. side. Then when we went into the Mexican side, we went deeper to talk with migrants. So we weren't actually physically, like, you know, within feet of the border or yards
of
the border.
Right.
We were more like miles inside.
And did you see the variety such as you saw in Colombia? People from, you said, Cuba, Nepal, the Africa, you said Congo, I believe. Did you see that variety at the border and at the Mexican border?
Oh yeah, you can tell the difference immediately when you because Haitians stand out and people from Congo stand out. You can walk right up to them and start talking with them. You'll need a translator for them, of course. But the Nepalese I can spot a mile away because I spent a year in Nepal, and likewise
right.
Sikh people. I was up in
and
India.
Does anybody have? And they're at the Mexican border now. I mean, they have the same weather as the United States where they are. Do they have a vision that they're going to get into the United States and everything's going to be okay? They don't have a job. They don't have English. They don't have any relatives, or if they have relatives, they're not sure where they are. They're out of money because they've spent all their major cash to get there. They've been abused. What do they think is going to happen when and if they get over on the other side of the wall? Everything's going to be okay?
Yeah, one Sikh man that I found out in the jungle on the Colombian side, we talked for quite a while, and I've videotaped our conversation. He has no plan. He's like, I was like, where are you going to go in the United States? He's going, well, and he's rubbing his chin, maybe Los Angeles or maybe Texas. And I said, do you have any friends? Do you have any family? He's going, no, I will just, keep asking questions. And I got robbed in Netherlands, he said, by some Brazilian smuggler. And so, I mean, this the route that he has taken from India was off to Netherlands and then Suriname, and there's about 6 or 8 countries before he even got to Colombia. And then he's got, of course, work his way up to Texas. So a lot of them really have no plan other than get over that wall.
Michael, last question, and we'll speak again of these matters. Did you see virus testing at the border? Were they testing the people trying to get that they were detaining, who they were detaining? Did you see it?
Oh, none at all. In fact, our border, talking about the Texas side, our border patrol were quite angry. One border patrol man told me that his whole family got, the CCP virus, and many of the border patrol have been sick from the virus, and they're not testing anyone.
Michael Yon. The Facebook page is Michael_Yon. You can see his photographs in the Darien Gap and also from the U.S. border at El Paso and from the border in New Mexico. We will follow Michael's reporting very closely. He's now in Panama, Central America. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.